This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
What do you? Why can't you?
Because you need to win the games against the Royals.
I understand that. Okay, I know what I'm thinking about. Because we were talking about the game being moved today. Whatever, he has a start. And that's why I was thinking, wow, would he be fine on like a few extra days rest?
No.
Or do they need to keep him? Like,
well, so Sale was already on an extra day's rest.
Right. So two more days yesterday. Probably would have been good.
Last night would have been an extra day's rest.
Right.
So add today, right? So that's two extra days rest.
Right.
You probably don't want to go too much further than that.
At that point, you would have skipped a whole turn and he hadn't thrown in 10 days.
And that's what I'm asking. Like, right. That would be a problem.
Probably. Okay. Yeah. And they wanted to skip that extra day because his last start, his fastball was a little down.
Right.
So also, if you do get into the playoffs, like, he'd be in line to pitch.
Right. If
you don't get into the playoffs after using – or if you get into the playoffs and use him against the Mets Monday, like, he can't pitch that first
series. Right. If he pitches Friday – then you make the wild card, you probably play Tuesday.
Yep.
So he'd be on schedule to pitch that game.
Yeah. You're probably going to end up with potentially Schwellenbach, Morton, and possibly or possibly Ronaldo Lopez.
There's a chance you're going to have to do something you don't want to do because of the way this all times out.
And that would be
bring back Ronaldo Lopez.
Either Ronaldo Lopez,
knowing what he's going to be.
Yeah, makes his first start back in a winner-take-all game. Right. Or Grant Holmes, or somebody on short rest or something like that.
Out of all of those options, possibilities, I'm kind of going to stick and ride with Ronaldo if I have to.
Yeah, probably.
Like, I'm not.
He's so crazy. He already did this, right?
Yes.
He was out for a while and came back.
Shut down the field.
That was the game we were at.
That's
he
right.
He pitched great. He had 10 strikeouts. He looked fantastic. So
six innings.
That's probably what
you can't go down with. I mean, no offense.
You can't go down with Grant Holmes. You can't put Grant Holmes
no
on the mound.
No fucking way.
You could maybe go short rest on whoever starts tomorrow.
That would theoretically, though, if you stick with your order,
be Freed, right?
Sale.
Sale would go today. Or sorry, today's they're not playing today. Uh-huh. Sale would go tomorrow.
But there's no.
I know, but do you want to? Yeah, short rest on Sale, though. That's like the most dicey one. You don't want to.
It's also like not one day less. It's 2 days less, right?
Right. Right.
Because you're just Saturday, Sunday, then you're throwing.
There's also a world in which.
You may only play one game.
You only have to play one game Monday.
Right. Hopefully for the right reasons.
There's a crazy world where the Diamondbacks completely fall off the cliff.
Yeah, totally collapse.
You don't even have to play Monday.
Where are they at?
They just flip a coin for whoever, for whatever seating.
Where are they at?
They are at the Padres.
Okay.
They won last night, so they're one game ahead.
They did win last night, which is annoying. But, they're at the Padres. Is there any benefit to the Padres in winning, or are they locked in where
they're locked in, I think.
Because they're the number one wild card.
Yeah, I think so.
So there's nothing they can't catch the Dodgers. The Dodgers have clinched the division.
Right.
So it doesn't really matter for the Padres.
Not
they
really.
Can't be caught by the Braves or the Mets.
No.
Okay.
I'd have to look. Maybe.
I don't think they can.
You're talking about a four-game swing.
Yeah, but I think they're that far up. I think they're 4.5 games.
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't know
on the Mets right now. Well, we can check, but
I'm
pretty sure that the Padres will only be playing to stay sharp, but they will be playing in the wild card round, so they need to stay sharp.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. They can't do
everybody off.
Exactly. Right. They need people on normal.
I think you got to chance it by throwing Sale and Freed against the Brewers and. They don't go against the Mets, and you just hope for the best. I don't see another way around it.
You mean the Royals?
I'm sorry, the Mets are playing the Brewers. Yeah, against the Royals. The only other thing is, like, what happens if Sale's, like, in the third inning today?
And it's not going good?
Or the op. I was going optimistic here.
They're
man,
up 8-0,
and you're up like you're up like 9-0 in the third inning.
All right, come on, Jesse.
Come on, Jesse.
do you pull him then?
Hell
in
yeah.
Three innings, and then
probably
give him another go.
Yeah.
3 days from now,
probably.
Maybe in the second game if need be. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe, and then maybe you don't need to use him.
Right. Right.
And then hopefully if you don't, you can use him on Tuesday.
Like if you're up or down like 7 runs, do you just
yeah.
All right, man, here's what's got to happen is like that's it.
But I think you have to stack the Royals series the way you were going to go.
You just can't build everything into those last two games with the potential of them not mattering.
Yeah, you have to win. You have to pitch Sale on Friday because you have to win Friday.
Yes.
You have to pitch Max Fried on Saturday because you have to win Saturday. And then Sunday, whose turn would it be? Charlie Morton.
Morton so or potentially Ronaldo if you want to go Ronaldo then and save Morton.
Save Morton for the Mets maybe on Monday. Yeah, that's possible.
I would rather go Morton and save Ronaldo.
Aren't the Royals better than the Mets, though? So you're saying save Ronaldo because you'd rather have him than Morton?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
And then, like, you could also, like, Schwelly is right there. I don't know if you want to throw him again right immediately against.
I know. He's the one where I'm like, short rest, he's young. Like, so what?
I'm more about them seeing him. I don't like when.
But also, he pitched Tuesday, right? So Schwellenbach will be fine to go.
No, he'll be on rest.
Yeah.
It's about
or
pitching
Sunday,
a second straight start against the Mets. Like, do you want him to pitch a second straight start? Have they seen him? That whole discussion.
He's been so good against them, though.
I don't know how much of it's real or not.
I don't know.
Like
he's pitched 14
guy.
Innings and given up one run.
Yeah.
He might be the Mets stopper.
The Mets stopper.
But the Mets also kind of suck. Like, they're not very good.
Also, like,
like, the Braves have been dismantled by injuries, and they're the same record.
You want the roguest of rogue ideas, and I don't know if this is possible. Because it's a doubleheader, you get an extra player. You get a 20. Like, would that count as an option for Ian Anderson?
I don't know. It's a good question.
I was going to say that yesterday. I was curious. I was like, well,
ask Grant.
What about him?
You have Grant today.
That's a great question for Grant.
I was going to ask that.
I don't know if that's an option. Because, like, the whole reason we haven't seen him potentially has been the option.
Control and all
if
that
they
shit.
Brought Ian Anderson up for one game.
He fucked up the Yankees. He could fuck up the Mets.
For one game.
With the season on the line?
With the season on the line. That would be, I don't know, man. If it worked, you'd be a genius. If it didn't,
you'd
like
be.
That's
did you guys see the
that's
fucking
crazy.
Dirt bag shit the Pirates pulled?
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday.
I missed yesterday. Sorry.
Yeah. No, that's the most bottom of the barrel organizational shit. Yeah, no, they shouldn't be allowed to own a team anymore. No. Like,
there should be recourse for the MLBPA to be like,
absolutely.
Fuck that. No, we're going to like sue y'all for the
oh, there's no fucking way I'm walking away and not letting this shit. No, we got to do, no, fuck that.
But again, like, if you can't afford to pay a guy $200,000, you shouldn't own a major league team. You got to sell it. Sorry. Yeah. The A's got to sell
that 200,
it.
You need that 200. That bad.
It's also, like, so wildly blatant.
Yeah, right.
Like, there's no hiding the fact.
Right.
Like,
you
it's
can't
so
just
blatant.
Be like,
they were
know.
Released them a month ago.
He was in a slump.
But, yeah. Like,
or like what the Nationals did with C.J. Abrams. They sent his ass to the minors because he was up all night at a casino.
Well, that caused
its
own problems.
They were trying to send a message to him, but this is just them being cheap.
They sent his ass to single A.
Single A.
With two games left.
C.J. Abrams was up all night at a casino the night before a game. And it was all over social media. People were tweeting about it.
Okay.
They saw him and all that stuff. And he already was kind of on thin ice with them for various stuff. And
which is too bad because he's a good player.
He's a really good player.
Yeah.
He's a really good player.
Is he still there?
Yeah.
He'll be back up with them.
Or someone will trade for him. But that's if I was in need of a shortstop, which I am, and also he's from Atlanta, I would be on the phone with the Washington Nationals.
We got conspiracy theory bunker
it's
in the
It's not
building.
A conspiracy theory. It's a good idea.
I didn't say it wasn't a good idea.
Because no more – I don't know how soon. It might be 5 games. It might be the playoff run, whatever. But Orlando Arcia can't be the shortstop for this team anymore.
You don't think so?
He's not good. He can't hit. Like, he sucks. So –
He's
a utility infielder.
Starting to run ragged on his defense makes up for the offense.
Yeah, yes. When he
I'm
starts,
tired of that one
because he's not that good at defense. He's okay.
He's pretty good. But
he's
like,
pretty good. He's like borderline top 10.
He also almost cost Schwelly a fucking start the other night.
He's the worst hitter in the National League. Like, he sucks at the plate. At least he sucks.
Jason Peters, see my dude.